On this edition of Grow Haze, Doug Williams shares information about business projects around the Northwest Business Corridor. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Friday, November 1st. This is the Post Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
We do.
So we should probably just get right into it. You wanted to get into, there's a lot of, we've talked before about all these developments happening in town, but there's some updates. Want to start with just the Travel Plaza?
Yes. Some people may have seen it in the news, but the Travel Plaza has actually started the process for rezoning and annexation into the city. That's the first step in this process. They have also negotiated with the city for the acquisition of some of the property that the city owned out adjacent to the property where they're putting the Travel Plaza that was right up against the interstate. So the clock has started. I think it's a 30-day process to get the rezoning done. I think the city commission will act on that sometime in early December. They have submitted their application for a CID and for a TIF, which are incentives that allow for them to recover the cost of all the infrastructure they have to pay for to get the sewer and the water and the streets and everything going up there. So that, unfortunately, is a little bit longer process, probably about 4 or 5 months. So the bottom line is the process has started. That's good. And sometime in the spring, it should be able to, they're doing some excavation out there already, but okay. They can't do any actual building until such time as they have all these other things in place. But that should be the spring.
And, you know, with this Travel Plaza, you drive down interstate, you see the signs. They were expecting to open this year.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about what that delay was and why they're now kind of on it again?
I think as all big projects like that, things don't go as quickly as you would like them to go. And I think signing up tenants and people to operate the Travel Plaza, you know, the truck stop and all that just takes longer than you think, not to mention the process of that I just went through, the annexation, rezoning, TIF, CID process. So they were a little over-optimistic in that, but with some luck, we'll see something happening in 2020 for sure.
Well, excellent. You know, and kind of in that same area, we've got the convention center. Now, that's already been started. They're building that currently, right?
Yes, they're well underway on that, looking for a spring opening. They've had a couple of slowdowns. The weather obviously has been not very conducive to construction over the last 6 months or so, but you drive by there, it's a big building. They've got it's 110, I think, room convention center, and then they've got some retail space out in front of it that they're going to have available for potential retail type operations, be it a restaurant or some other type of retail.
Okay. Do we have any idea of what might be actually going in up there yet?
As far as retail?
Yeah.
I don't believe we do.
Okay.
It's wide open, so if there's anybody looking to expand or any retailers out there or anybody that knows somebody that would like to put something in out there, let us know because we'd love to fill it up.
Yeah, I imagine that would be a good spot. I mean, the convention center, Hayes has been trying to work on this for, goodness, what, almost 10 years now to build something like this.
Talked about a convention center for a long time. And so, yes, it will be a good spot. It will increase the traffic out there considerably. And based on my understanding, there's a possibility of another hotel going in right in that immediate vicinity.
Oh, cool.
And so that would just add to the number of people and the activity out there.
You know what I think?
What do you think?
I'm going to share my idea with you. Cold Stone or something similar.
I'm with you. Sounds like a great idea.
I would drive all the way up there for a Cold Stone. Or, again, something similar. A local owned would be even better, but Cold Stone style.
Be a good project for Mike.
Yeah, get him on it.
Heck yes. He doesn't show up. You know, it's like when you don't show up at a meeting, you get volunteered for lots of things.
Exactly. So this whole project up there is going on, but it's part of a bigger kind of business development area called the Northwest Business Corridor, right? And we've got some updates on that as well.
Well, the Northwest Business Corridor, which is what we call it, is the bypass project that would run from Feedlot Road to the west over to 230th, where the Travel Plaza is going in, and then all the way down to Vine Street, which we now call the 183 bypass. And it's a it's an important project for development in that area. It's an important project to reroute traffic, large load traffic, off of Vine Street and around Hayes. It's an important project for the employers out along 230th, for their employees to be able to get to work and home safely, for companies like Hess Services to be able to get their products in and out of their facility, because they have some large loads that they take out of there, and the roads are terrible up there. So it's an important project for our community. The county has applied for a federal build grant, and we are to hear on that build grant sometime in the next 2 weeks. So we're cautiously optimistic that the build grant might be obtained, which would then lead to the construction of that. KDOT has appropriated some funds for it. The county has appropriated some funds, would still leave the project a little bit short of where it needs to be. But if we can get the lion's share of it from a federal build grant and then the stuff that KDOT and the county are doing, we'll make that happen. And that'll be a very positive addition to our community.
Yeah, I would think just having the access point would be huge.
It is. Safety, we all talk about the roundabout project on Vine Street and large loads getting through there. Yes, they are engineered to allow a large load to get through, but if we can just bypass that, much better scenario. These people currently, when they come through Hayes with large loads, they can't stop here and get fuel. They can't stop here and eat lunch. They can't stay overnight with the large loads. The Travel Plaza will allow for all of that. So lots of positives.
Yeah. You mentioned the roundabouts. I know we've got some news on that front as well, right?
Well, the city is currently underway with right-of-way acquisition with the various property owners along Vine Street and in that area. The part of the process is they have to negotiate with these property owners for right-of-way to do what they want to do. So they've basically engineered the project. Now they're going through the property right-of-way acquisition process. Hopefully that gets done here in the near future, and then they move on to the next stage.
Just out of curiosity here, what happens if, you know, somebody says no? Do they even have that option?
Certainly it's those people's property. They can say no. Then you enter the realm of condemnation, which the city has a right to, and I'm no lawyer by any means, but my understanding of condemnation is that the city, for the greater good of the community, has the right to acquire the property. You have three different appraisers appraise it. They come up with a common value, and then the seller is required, or the property owner is required, to sell the property at that value. Hopefully it doesn't get to that. I think they still go through a kind of the process just because they want to keep it clean and make sure everybody's getting a fair amount. But we hope, you know, I never like to see it be adversarial between a property owner and the city. And most of the time it's not.
And it's not residential land that we're talking about, right? It's the commercial, basically right-of-ways up in that area.
99% is commercial. There's a little bit of agricultural where the 41st Street would cut off and tie into what will be 37th Street. There's a piece up there that's currently zoned agricultural, but the rest of it is basically commercial.
Yeah. So we're not kicking anybody out of their house to build a roundabout or anything like that. Very good. You know, speaking of housing, affordable housing, that's something we've talked about quite a bit here with you on the morning show. What's going on there?
Well, you know, that's a big topic. If you went to the city commission forum, that was a topic that came up again and again. And of course it comes up in Hayes a lot. We are working on a couple of projects that are kind of in their infancy at this point, but I think really have promise that would allow for some development of some affordable housing for both on the affordable spectrum and then some retiree-specific type of housing as well. So I'm confident that we've got two good projects identified. The devil's always in the details on these things, but I think that we've got a real good opportunity to develop a couple of projects that would make a significant difference in our housing situation. And of course, we've always got our housing rehab program that we do at Grow Hayes, which we are doing 4 to 5 of those a year, which provides some additional affordable housing to the community as well. So we're trying to cover all the bases. You know, when you talk about affordable housing, everybody has a different opinion as to what affordable housing is.
Oh, sure.
And so it's one of the things we're working on right now is to identify what that really means, because I've had people tell me affordable housing deals with the homeless all the way up to a doctor that is unable to find the type of home that they want to buy. So it's a broad range. We kind of have to zero in on that as to what really is affordable housing that affects the majority of people. And primarily for us, it's the workforce. What kind of workforce housing can we develop?
Makes sense.
Yep.
Well, Doug, we're almost out of time here. We're actually out of time, but I wanted to get one last thing in with you. You've got a column coming out on Hayes Post very soon.
Yes.
I'm not sure when that's going to publish. What's that going to be about?
It's about succession planning. And we've talked about that on this show before.
Like a couple weeks ago, I think we talked about that.
It's an important topic for our community as more and more business owners get to the point where they are talking about wanting to retire or exit their business. But succession planning is so much more than just when you're ready to sell. And that's kind of what the column just very briefly touches on. But the point being, every business owner needs to have that thought process in their mind that they need a succession plan. So that's what's coming out.